Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Mark Price this evening. We're going out on the phone to Sergeant Scott Rigglesworth with the East Lansing Police Department. Good evening, Scott. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. Good. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Very good. Thanks for joining me. East got a press release today that intrigued me. East Lansing Police Department had a very successful year this year with their warrant arrest initiative. Why don't we start with letting folks know what that initiative is, and then we'll go into some details.
Sure. This is something that our patrol division does above and beyond our regular patrol duties. What happens is every 2 weeks we'll get a list over from the 54B District Court that list every newly entered warrant for that last two-week period. Those could range from criminal activity to unpaid traffic tickets, that kind of stuff. What I do is we'll work up the list and see which ones are local or near our jurisdiction, try to gather some intelligence on where these people may be, and we actually go out and try to look for these people to ensure that they're taking care of these charges in a timely manner. So we've also used neighboring jurisdictions. We may call, say, Ingham County Sheriff's Office or Lansing Police, say, hey, can you go to 123 Alpha Street and try to pick this person up? They've got a warrant out for their arrest for a traffic fine or something like that. So,
okay. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Nope, I was just going to say, so this is kind of between other calls while the officers are on the road. You'll have this list with you and then just check them off when you can?
That, or we may assign a couple officers to double up and check some addresses in East Lansing, Lansing, or Holt, or Meridian Township, or whatever, depending on staffing levels. But, this is something that's become a normal routine for the officers, and it's not assigned to one officer specifically, but if you're working that day, you want to hook up with somebody you like to work with, grab the list, and go try six or seven of them. And that's kind of how we work it. So.
How many people turned themselves in through this initiative in 2010?
Well, I don't have the exact number of how many people turned themselves in, but you'd be surprised when we may knock on somebody's door, say a relative's door, and they may say, well, that person doesn't live here anymore, but I have their cell phone number. I can get a hold of them, tell them you're looking for them. Then sure enough, the next day or two later, I'll check, and the warrant's taken care of. The person's either come in, called over the phone, paid the traffic ticket, whatever. So a lot of our success is word of mouth because the people know we're actually out actively looking for them. And these things are always easier if the person takes care of them themselves rather than the police intervention in them. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, if Aunt so-and-so or Mom calls you and says they're looking for you, it would behoove you to run right on into the East Lansing Police Department, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and especially if they know we're looking outside our jurisdiction, say we're in Meridian Township or Lansing or wherever we may be, I think that sometimes surprises people and say, man, they're, you know, East Lansing's serious about me taking care of this. I'm going to head in and get this taken care of so I don't have to deal with them. So.
Gee, you're such nice guys. I don't understand.
Some people say so.
There you go. What is the range of what these warrants were for in terms of, you said, from parking tickets to what?
They're from parking and unpaid traffic tickets all the way to assault with great bodily harm, criminal sexual conduct. There was a wide array of warrants that actually come over on the list, but the majority of them are unpaid traffic tickets. And, you know, kind of the line I've been using is, for the most part, most of the warrants are pretty mundane, not a big deal. They just become a big deal when people put off taking care of them and then the police intervene and say you're driving down the road and you got a warrant out for your arrest and now your car is getting towed and you're getting another ticket because your license is suspended, that kind of stuff.
So it just escalates if you don't take care of it.
Exactly. And these things don't go away. And that's what we try to get across to people, that, you know, they don't go away and we're not going to go away. It's not like, well, if you wait it out, sooner or later this is going to be gone. They're going to stay in the computer until you either get arrested or you call the court to take care of it. So.
Yeah, a scenario as I'm sitting here, Sergeant, is coming to mind. You know, you're out on a date and you have a low headlight or a blinker doesn't work or something. You get pulled over to check on that and all of a sudden they run it and you're getting arrested.
Yeah, and if it's a first date, I bet you don't get a second.
I'm hoping she's smart enough for that. I'm hoping so. Yeah, I guess the question was when do you know that a traffic ticket is become a bigger problem? It's simply when you ignore all the notices that come in the mail, I'm guessing.
That or people, but you know, people may not contact the court if they change their address. I mean, they'll get notifications from the Secretary of State too if they don't pay a traffic ticket and now their license is suspended, that kind of stuff. But 99 times out of 100, the people know, one, they got a ticket or have a criminal charge out against them, and two, they didn't take care of it. They're just playing the gambling game that they're never going to get picked up on this charge or this ticket. And one of the things we're trying to do is encourage people, both in thought, word, and deed, and by searching for them, that take care of these on your own, or we'll take care of them for you.
Yeah, the number in the press release was 305 warrants were taken care of in 2010. That's pretty impressive.
And that's, you know, some of the difference in numbers is that some of the people we arrest actually have multiple warrants out for their arrest.
I see.
And again, these aren't people that we wouldn't, in the statistic, we wouldn't count somebody we stop on a traffic stop and just randomly run into somebody who's got a DeSantis warrant, or if we stop somebody in a bar or something downtown. This is over and above that number.
Got it.
If that makes sense. So this is just on top of what we would normally do. And one of, you know, the thing mainly we're trying to do is, instead of just happening upon these people or just, you know, bumping into them on happenstance, we're actually seeking these people out. And that 237 number is the people we actually sought out and were actually able to arrest, or once they heard we were looking for them, they called the court or turned themselves into the court.
It sounds like a pretty effective program. How long has East Lansing Police Department been doing this?
The warrant initiative, this is our third year. And our numbers have steadily increased from 2008 to 2009 to 2010. Now, I don't know that they'll increase again in 2011, but the initiative's going to stay in place, and a lot of this depends on how good people are at taking care of the stuff that they're charged with.
So, we're simply encouraging them and giving notice yet again. Don't let these things add up, and you don't forget about getting notices from the court or for the police department. So you know they're out there.
You know they're out there, and kind of our adage at the police department is, or my adage is, I don't care how these get taken care of. If I've got 1,000 people over a year that have warrants out for their arrest, if all 1,000 called the court and took care of them, that would be perfectly fine for me. But of course, we don't live in a utopia, and we know that's not going to happen. But one way or another, we want these taken care of, and it's, like I said earlier, it's always easier for these people to take care of these on their own than have the police intervention take care of them for you. And that's kind of what we're out there doing, encouraging people to take care of these things on their own.
Well, Sergeant Scott Rigglesworth with the East Lansing Police Department, I certainly appreciate your time this evening. We're letting folks again know it's time to take care of it one way or the other, because you will knock on their door.
You got it.
Okay. Thanks so much, Scott. Have a great evening.
All right. Take care.
And we'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after these messages.